and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. Just a little bit longer. We're coming to the end of this episode. When you envision the potential future of your business, maybe you get excited. A well-oiled machine serving customers that trust you to dependently deliver a consistent quality result every time, all while making good money and having control of your time. Sounds awesome. We enjoy dreaming, envisioning, anticipating. Most of the time, our visions of the future are seamless and ideal. But then begins the process of getting there. Here come the frustrations, the sticks in our wheels, the setbacks. Whether you're training new hires in order to increase your capacity, developing a process to make sure no mistakes get through, calculating your purchase receipts for your tax write-offs, or setting up a new production line as you clear up the clogs and abnormalities, the process for growth, improvement, and innovation is not as smooth as some of us would like. It's easy to have the idyllic view of a profitable business with no strife or struggle to bring it to excellence. As business owners, we definitely should dream of, hope for, and anticipate a brighter future. Being clear and optimistic about where you're headed is critical to getting there. But we also want to acknowledge the reality that in order to have the light turned on at the touch of a switch, electricity must first be discovered and harnessed, light bulbs invented and mass-produced, and wiring manufactured and installed. We get to a brighter future not by dreaming, but by doing. We get there through a process of trying, failing, learning, changing, and growing. Yes, we should look forward to enjoying the future we aspire to, but I'm not sure if there's a life more sad than your joy being always beyond your grasp, always down the road, always next year, and never here. What a waste of a life to only focus on the potential future goodness at the expense of what's in front of you today. A short part of our life is enjoying the fruits of our labor. Most of it is the actual work, the process of getting there. Now, I think it's naive and unhelpful to say that we should just close our eyes to the struggle and enjoy the good things in life. What if most of your life is the struggle? You can't wait for the hectic day to end, and the night is stressful because there's still so much left to do. You can't really put any of that aside and just enjoy the good things. The struggle and toil is what's constantly in front of you. Well, one thing I have for you. Two, actually. It's one thing with two considerations. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the process. The first consideration of that statement is that you are here and now. You are not there and then. All people are prone to a when I finally paradigm, but especially business owners. Business owners are results driven. They like getting things done. Doing them, not as much. We live and are motivated by a when I finally mindset. When I finally make good money. When I finally deliver good quality. When I finally will have control of my time. Our today perpetually exists for tomorrow, and so we're always striving and never arriving. It's a sad life. The problem is that we see everything as a means to an end only. Yes, our actions should be leading to some sort of results, but the value of what we do is not determined only by what result it brings about. Your experience of doing the task is valuable in and of itself if the task you are doing is good. You are here and now. Our life is lived and our business is run in the present. Again, the process of getting to where you're going is meaningful apart from the end it delivers if what you're doing to get there is good work. So enjoy the process. But I believe one of the reasons why we are prone to look for meaning somewhere in the future, where one day our efforts will be paid off in a utopian state of ecstasy without any problems, is because we get to ignore the truth that what we're currently doing doesn't actually align with that future end we dream of. We spend our time dreaming of a better future instead of living in the now because we're neglecting to do what it takes to move the ball forward. It's painful to confront what must be done, so we avoid confronting it and find meaning in a future hypothetical. So, the second consideration of enjoying the process is to not just have a vision and plan for a future reality, but to work and execute towards that vision. What is your execution process to make sure you're advancing forward? Talk is cheap. Idle chatter leads to poverty. Work leads to profit. Enjoy the process. Enjoying the process means we live today's day, and it means we work today's day. A vision and plan for the future is good, but getting there is better. Enjoy the process.